Great clock on channel 2, 269 metres, medium wave, and that's Star Sound and Stars on Stevie finishing up John Jensen for another Wednesday evening. Join him again next Saturday between 11 and 2.
This is the Sound of Europe, Radio North Sea International on test transmissions. We would appreciate listener reception reports, so if you're hearing us, and you must be to be hearing me say this, please write to us, RNI, PO Box 113, 8047, Zurich, in Switzerland. I'll repeat that again for you. It's RNI for Radio North Sea International, PO Box 113, 8047, Zurich, Switzerland. We'd appreciate it if you wrote in, and please keep on listening.
After 8 o'clock on Radio Dublin Channel 2, 269 medium wave, and we're not on FM this evening, and we probably won't be on shortwave next Sunday morning either. Gerard Rowe on to 9 o'clock this evening with the Three Radio Campaign Ireland programme. And this evening, as you may have noticed, things are a bit hectic all over the free radio scene. Radio Nova was raided this morning and was put off the air around about 10:45. Full details haven't yet emerged from Nova, so if anybody from Nova is listening, like to make a statement, we'd be prepared to put it out over the air for you if you give us a call at 758684. So we'll see what we can do about putting out all the best in free radio news, views and information over the next hour. So if you're anyway interested in radio at all, it should be an interesting programme, stay tuned. And if you're interested in music, we get things off to a nice start with a record that is rather appropriate tonight from the Village People.
There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can't you hear it coming your way? It's to stay. Music in our walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it would be tragic. Can't you feel the sound moving through the ground? Music makes the world go around. You can't stop the music. No, nobody can stop the music. Take the cold, you know. Tell the trees don't grow. Tell the wind don't blow. Cause it's easy, I know you can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the fun from love. Make the rain fall up. Cause that's easy, with the wind. Since the world began, the beat is gonna get you. Beat is gonna get you. Music for the blues, for your dancing shoes. There's music in the way that we kiss. We can't resist. Moving through the trees, buzzing with the beat. The sound is getting louder. Sound is getting louder. Music will play when we kneel to pray. There's music in the sound of the wind. Take the heat from play, try not feeling the pain. So you try in vain. It's much easier. No, you can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. She's a master plan. It's a home for man. But that's easier to do. On the radio, on every TV show, for each and every reason, each and every season. Music when we love, for the moon above. Music for the show of life that never ends. Music gonna play, music gonna change. Standing on the ocean, music in the motion. Music in your car, at your local bar. There's music when you look at a star. Tell the trees don't grow. Tell the wind don't blow. Cause it's easy, I know you can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music.
Ada Dublin Channel 2 on 269 metres, Media Wave, The Village People from 1978 or so, and one called You Can't Stop the Music. Right, last week, if you were listening, we had a recording of an English free radio station called East Coast Commercial Radio, and as a result, we suspended our normal format. So this week, we have 2 weeks to tell you about what happened over the past year on Irish Free Radio. On Friday, the 7th of May, 1982, a test signal appeared on 226 metres, Medium Wave, for continuous music and no identification announcements. Over the following 5 days, it resorted to relaying ARD, who are operating on reduced power on 261 metres due to technical difficulties, before finally announcing itself as Sandymount Community Radio. And this marked the start of Al O'Rourke's community crusade around the country. At the same time, on 227 metres, tests were carried out for Dunleary local radio on a power output of approximately 40 watts. On Sunday, the 9th of May 1982, the Polish FM pirate radio station Radio Solidarity was jammed by the military government after only 2 minutes of its recorded programming had been broadcast. The station, operated by union activists, was broadcasting from secret locations around central Warsaw, transmitting for 15 minutes each night at 9 p.m. with recorded announcements supporting the outlawed trade union movement. On Friday, May the 14th, fears that Southside Radio had closed permanently were confirmed when 300 metres was tested through an endless loop announcement which stated that South Dublin Radio was to commence operations on that channel within a week. Rumours spread throughout the scene that Southside owner Andrew Coffey was about to set up a new station as a specialist programme outlet for Radio Nova. On Monday the 15th of May, a strong carrier appeared on 98.3 FM in mono, marking the first test transmission from Capital Radio using the X-Island radio transmitter located in the Alto Audiovisual Recording Studios in Milltown, South County Dublin. On this day 1 year ago, Radio Dublin tested on 101.5 FM on a power output of about 300 watts with a mono signal from a new 2 kilowatt maximum output transmitter imported from the States, which was eventually taken out of service as tests proved unsuccessful. This evening we're off FM as well for an entirely different reason. More details later. A bit of music though, and this is from Manfred Mann's Earth Band, and it's called You Angel You.
You are spiders and they smile.
Earth Band's Back in Time, a nice track from him called You, Angel, You. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock on Channel 2, 269 metres medium wave, and the reason we are off FM is because of the raid on Radio Nova. In case you haven't heard, Radio Nova were raided this morning. The operation started around 9:30 a.m, but the station was actually put off the air at around about a quarter to 11 this morning during Tom Hardy's programme. Apparently it was a combined raid on both the studio site in Herbert Street and the transmission site at the Nova Park in Rathfarnham. Now, we were watching the RTE 6 o'clock news this evening before I came in, and it does seem it was a pretty comprehensive raid. For any of you that didn't see it, all the transmitters were carted out and put on the back of a lorry and driven away. So at this stage, it is unlikely that Nova would be back within the next few days. They might be off for a couple of weeks, if they even manage to come back at all. Now, Radio Nova haven't released a statement as yet, as far as I know, but again, I would tell them that if they would like to release a statement, Channel 2 is here at their service. If they'd like to give us a call, we put out anything they want to say on the air. For those of you that missed the RTE 6 o'clock news on television and the Half 6 news on radio, this was how they reported it.
The illegal station Radio Nova is closed down by the Department of Posts and Telegraphs. The department staff seized transmitting equipment on foot of a warrant under Section 8 of the Wireless Telegraphy Act. The action was taken after complaints of interference from many services using telecommunications, including ambulance and sea rescue services. The International Telecommunications Union in Geneva had also lodged a complaint. Mary Fanning reports.
At 9:30 this morning, officials from the Department of Posts and Telegraphs called to the Nova Studios at 19 Herbert Street and requested the keys to the transmitter base in Rathfarnham. Nova's managing director, Chris Carey, claimed he cooperated fully, but said he had no formal notification of the warrant. Nova claimed they pulled the plug here themselves this morning when they were told by their city studios that a warrant had been issued for the seizure of equipment. They claim that equipment is worth in the region of £1 million. It includes this new mast here and a 50 kilowatt transmitter which was due to be put into operation shortly. Both those new units would have greatly increased their range. Action was promised by the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs, Mr. Mitchell, during question time in the Doyle on April 26th. There were no attempts made to interfere with the seizure at Rathfarnham today, but Gardaí were on duty on the scene. A department spokesman said prosecution would follow and similar action would be taken with other illegal stations. The maximum fine under the present legislation is £50 for a first offence and £100 for a second and subsequent offences. Nova claimed that 60 full-time employees lost their jobs because of the sudden closure.
And the High Court has given Nova Media Services Limited and the director, Eugene J. Brady, permission to seek an injunction against the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs for the purpose of putting the two illegal stations, Nova and Kiss FM, back on the air. Appearing for Nova, Mr. David Butler said they intended to challenge the constitutionality of the 1926 Wireless Telegraphy Act. Mr. Justice Murphy fixed tomorrow for the hearing of the application.
This is Joe O'Brien with the news at 6:30. First with the main developments, Derek Davis.
Radio Nova, the illegal station based in Dublin, has been closed down by officials of the Department of Posts and Telegraphs. A spokesman for the department said the action was taken because of complaints from the station's broadcasts, because of complaints that the broadcasts were interfering with the telecommunications of the Defence Forces, rescue services, as well as ambulance and fire brigade radios. A spokesman for the radio station said no formal notice of the seizure was given and 60 full-time workers would lose their jobs. In the High Court, Mr. Justice Murphy has fixed tomorrow week for the hearing of an application by Nova for an injunction which would put the station back on the air. Counsel for Nova said they intended to challenge the validity of the Wireless Telegraphy Act of 1926 under which the station was closed. They might also take the case to the European Court.
So that was how RTE reported on both radio and television the Radio Nova raid this morning, which has put the station off the air. As we say, as yet no firm details as to whether the station will be back or not, although as you heard in that report, they do intend to take it to a court case. Now, one of the reports claimed that the court case would take place tomorrow, and the other one that they would apply for injunction in a week's time. We're not exactly sure what's happening on that. But anyway, Sunshine Radio at 6 o'clock also had a few words to say about it, and this was how they phrased it.
Sunshine 101. P&T officials and Gardaí today took Radio Nova off the air. Good evening, this is Emer Dolan. One of Dublin's leading commercial radio stations, Radio Nova, had its transmission equipment confiscated by Gardaí and P&T officials this morning. The officials first went to the station studios at Herbert Street and then to the transmitter site at Rathfarnham, where equipment with an estimated value of £200,000 was taken. As a result, both Radio Nova and its sister station, Kiss FM, are now off the air with a loss of over 50 jobs. A statement released by the Department of Posts and Telegraph said that the action was taken following representations by a number of broadcasting bodies, alleging interference to essential service transmissions. Radio Nova's application for an injunction against the P&T close-down of the station was adjourned by Judge Murphy in the High Court on the Thursday week. Terry Layden, the Fianna Fáil spokesman for communications today, attacked the government for its delay in bringing in an Independent Broadcasting Authority Act. He said that Fianna Fáil would be bringing a private member's bill before the Dáil in the very near future.
That was how Sunshine Radio reported the Radio Nova raid. We just got a phone call in just this second to tell us that Radio Leinster have disappeared off the air. Now, we're not exactly 100% sure of that. We are checking it out at the moment, and we'll give you more details as we get them. If you just tuned in, welcome along. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is Radio Dublin Channel 2 on 269 Medium Wave. After 8 o'clock on Radio Dublin Channel 2, perhaps a message there for the Minister for Post and Telegraph, status quo, and everybody has to somehow break the rules.
Anyway, with regard to Radio Leinster, we've been trying to check it out. In here, where we are, it is extremely difficult to pick up stations along the band because of the proximity to our transmitter, so we're not exactly sure. We have had a report about Leinster's off the air. If anyone could confirm or deny that, perhaps you'd like to give us a ring. Anyway, the main reason Radio Nova seems to have been put off this morning was interference problems. There was all sorts of allegations listed regarding interference to police, ambulance services, North Sea rescue services and everything. Now, whether that's the case or not, we're not too sure. Certainly over the past month or so in Dublin, there has been complaints of interference to two-way communications between the emergency services around the city from quite a number of stations, and it has been proved that it wasn't, in fact, these stations that were relayed that were involved with the interference. Apparently somebody has been picking up stations on the band and putting them out on top of the VHF communication services. Now, maybe that's something to do with the fact of why Nova were put off. We're not too sure. At this stage, we don't know what's happened at all, to be quite honest with you. But any information would be greatly appreciated at 758684. Anyway, we're going to give you a recorded feature now. Harcourt, Radio Leinster. Right, we've just been confirmed that Radio Leinster are off the air, and it is in fact due to a power cut, nothing mysterious there at all, 406 silent due to an ESB failure. Right, as I was saying, we're going to go into a recorded feature. This was a recording on Big D Radio on the 13th of November 1980, and it's rather appropriate since it concerned interference along the band. It was a phone-in hosted by Eugene Elliott, and at the time a lot of the stations were bunched up between 253 and 260 metres or thereabouts, four or five stations crammed in, and this is what this particular caller had to say about the situation.
Okay, fair enough.
So,
go ahead.
If you can think back to the time when City were on 260,
yeah,
and ARD, as it was then, was on 257, and it was a fairly clear line, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So ARD was shut down for perhaps 3 weeks, New Year, when Bernard Llewellyn moved out.
Well, it wasn't really 3 weeks. I think that ARD as such shut down overnight, and 257 planned to open within a couple of hours.
No, you could be right. Well, I mean, it wasn't a very long time.
Yeah, okay,
time.
We've got the idea, okay, right.
And City moved in on 257 then, which,
yeah.
I mean, technically they had a right to, because ARD was technically gone, but then again...
That's true.
257 came along then, and there was complete confusion, because in the city centre, as you said, you had City coming clear, you know, through very clearly on 257, whereas Radio 257 was coming through much better on the north side, and people on the north side weren't receiving City.
And then Radio 257 in turn cut in Big D on the north side.
Exactly.
When
well,
they changed
257 is actually, it's wrong to actually call the station, because it would be nearer, it would be over to 260,
Omar. Yeah, well, it's covering the 257 mark. Okay, Jim, wasn't it?
That's right.
Anything else you wanted to sum up?
Yeah, just one more point, but I think most people are avoiding missing the issue when they discuss the pirate radio thing and the
radio
the banning of the pirate radio thing.
Okay, go ahead.
As it stands at the moment, we have a fairly good system. You know, disregarding my last point, that it's working, that they're providing a service,
yeah,
and that the pirate stations are getting their revenue from advertising, let's face it.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, making a fair, you know, a substantial amount, enough to keep them going, so to speak, right?
Mm, yeah.
And, I mean, they're saying that you can't, like, the amount of the population won't provide for so many stations, but if you compare it at the moment, you've got, you know, seven relatively large stations in a city, providing for the population.
Yeah.
They've all got fairly good listenership.
But are they providing for themselves? I mean, nobody's really making an amazing living out of it.
No, what I mean is providing for the listenership that's in the city.
Yeah, but something constructive's got to be set up to look after both the disc jockeys and the listeners. And you've got to put some rules and regulations, on the country at this stage.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that could possibly be up to, you know, if let's face it, there aren't going to be too many licences granted when commercial radio or local radio does come in.
A valid point. Okay, listen, do you want to say something there, Ken?
Jim, what's the name?
Jim, that's right.
Yeah, Ken Sheen speaking here. About the interference problem, you know, I guess that's, you know, bound to occur when the various stations are all bunched together, you know?
Yeah.
Around the frequencies 257, 253... You know,
yeah.
And I don't know whether there's any solution to that or not by availing of other wavelengths, such as, Sunshine have maybe set an example by going up to the outer limits of the medium wave.
Yeah, well, possibly, that example is set by the fact that they saw the the mess, so to speak, that all the other pirate stations were in, you know, having just cluttered up that area. If you examine any old radio, you're going to, you know, just examine it and you look, you're going to see that from roughly 240 up to 280 is relatively clear with very few international stations on it.
Yeah.
Barring the Athlone and the Dublin transmitter, which was on 240 and it's now on 235, you know?
Yeah.
So logically, that was the clearest place, but then now it's got cluttered.
Okay,
so.
Well listen, I think originally, if we can, Ken will answer this question pretty safely, I don't think actually when radio started, they were not on the 25 frequency at all, were they? They were on 217 or something.
Sorry?
When radio originally started, the early pirate stations, Ken will answer this question for us.
Yeah, well, 217 and 214 and also 253 were among the, you know, wavelengths used years ago.
Yeah.
Of course, with the proliferation of both foreign stations and local stations, as I said, the problem of interference.
Yeah, well, you still have that problem to date. I mean, in between, on the, I'm in Rahe at the moment, you know?
Yeah.
And between City and 257, there's a slight gap, and Radio Moscow's to be heard.
That's right. Okay, listen, Jim, I think we've got the point across safely. Thanks for your contribution.
Okay, okay.
We've got a good understanding anyway, and the listeners have of what exactly is going on there, and hopefully we can get it cleared up. Okay, Jim, thanks for that.
Thanks very much.
See you then. Bye.
Get turned on to this TV for the great sound of history, night and day. We chase the blues away. Get turned on to this TV for the sound of 273. We've got style. That disco scene still before your eyes. Turn the clanny on, the music's swinging. Jerry Campbell, it must be saying, hi folks, this is the big day. We'll be here all day. Yeah, keep you swinging.
Get turned on to big day. For the greatest sound in history, night and day. We chase the blues away. Get turned on to big D. For the sound of 273, we got style. We'll make it worth your while.
12 o'clock. And all is well. Jump on here, and who can tell? Maybe I can bring my blue skies your way. Get turned on, and you will know what it's like to hear the James Dillon show. Give us half a chance, we'll make your day.
Get turned on to Big D. For the greatest sound in history, night and day. We chase your blues away. Get turned on to Big D. For the sound of 273, we've got style. We'll make it worth your while.
This is Big D Radio, broadcasting on 273 meters on your radio wave dial. Big D Radio, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, throughout the city of Dublin.
Night and day.
Memory of how things used to sound on 273 meters medium wave. Eugene Elliott had a phone-in on radio held way back when. And the Big D record sung by disc jockey John Paul released in 1978. Just in case you're confused, this is Radio Dublin Channel 2, 269 meters, 1152 kilohertz on the medium wave band. Gerard Road, 9 o'clock this evening with the F4C Ireland programme. We got a call during the week from Southside Radio. They're currently testing on 312 meters medium wave. Actually, they're on at weekends, non-stop weekend schedule, operating from Cabinteely. And they rang in to see if we can help them trace a low-powered carrier signal that was testing last week on their channel. They did at one stage track it to Clondalkin non-commercial radio. They used to be down around beside BLB, around about 460 metres or so. Then they moved around to about 212, 217. They're due back on the air quite soon, and they were testing around 963 kHz on an unstable VFO-controlled transmitter. Now, following representations to them by Southside Radio, they have agreed to change frequency for future transmissions. But since then, Southside have received reports of a carrier interfering with their signal over last weekend. They think it might be located outside the city, possibly in rural areas, and they'd appreciate any information on it. Once again, if you have any details, you can give us a ring and we'll pass it on to them. Clondalkin non-commercial radio.
But we want them to stay. They're playing sounds that we all like. So don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll rhythm. They can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations. What'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time of day or night. Oh, we love the pirate station.
To 9 o'clock, Radio Dublin Channel 2 on 269. That's a record that goes back to the swinging 60s, and I said when I started playing that record over a year ago that at some stage it would apply to the Irish free radio scene, and it seems like it is beginning to apply now if today's actions by the Department of Post and Telegraphs are anything to go by. We got a call in a few moments ago from an ex-engineer with Radio Leinster who doesn't want his name mentioned, but he reckons that Nova had it coming to them regarding interference. He said that they were causing quite a bit of interference. We did know that they were causing a lot of interference to telephone systems around the Rathfarnham area. There was talk at one stage too about large areas of Talla being wiped out by TBI, tracked down to Nova's transmitters in the Green Acres in Rathfarnham. So possibly if stations are causing interference, well, this is what they're leaving themselves open to. So if anybody is causing interference at the moment, it's in your own interest to either clear it up or close down, because the scene is going to get pretty rough from now on, and stations causing interference are going to be hit first. He also told us that when Sunshine Radio started testing first on 101, they were causing hassle to Dublin Airport, but since they have moved to 100.5, it seems to be clear enough. So, if anybody is causing interference, as I said, it's in your own interest and in the interest of the entire scene to try and clear it up. Perhaps Ballymun Community Radio will have a listen to that. On Channel 2. That's one of my favourite records from Spandau Ballet. I must admit, I like it when they get into the fast style. I don't think too much of True at all. And that one, of course, is called Communication. I think we'll have another recorded feature. Things are sort of catching up with us here. We're going to give you a blast of Declan Meehan, who used to be with Radio Nova up to this morning. And he used to be on Sunshine Radio. In fact, he started off on ARD back in the real early days, went to RTE Radio 2, was sacked after a year, and ended up on Sunshine on 539 metres. This was recorded on the 5th of July, 1981.
To another 2 hours and 3 minutes of a look back over the first 6 months of 1981. Two in a row for you there. One from the Stiffs and Goodbye, My Love. And that was followed by Dave Stewart and Colin Blunstone together. And that's called What Becomes of the Broken Hearted.
Friend again, for aerials and towers, for colour of black and white. Contact friend again, for aerials, you know you've got it right.
Get it right. Get the right people to erect your television aerial system. Get Prendergast on Dublin 722-747. 722-747.
Prendergast.
Dublin Belfast Couriers provide a daily door-to-door service to Northern Ireland at very attractive rates. Dublin Belfast Couriers also provide daily express door-to-door service for urgent parcels, samples and hanging garments. Dublin Belfast Couriers. Telephone 745-662 for immediate attention.
Turn on
Sunshine Radio.
Have a beat.
Super hit sound number 9 this week. From the beat at the doors of your heart again. Former short shot of Mike. Delighted to see it up there. Exactly 4 o'clock now on Sunshine Radio. 539 on the medium wave from the Sands Hotel, Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And a new one from Holly and the Italians.
I'm not
new one just for tonight. Although 1981, only 6 months old, we're still getting the classics. And here's one of those. From Freeze and Southern Freeze. But look back over the first 6 months musically in 1981. This afternoon at 4:03.
That was a quick blast of Declan Meehan on Sunshine Radio, recorded on 539 metres medium wave on the 5th of July 1981. We've just got another call in, which is quite interesting, to tell us that the Sonic Independent Radio Transmitter was on 300 metres medium wave this morning, and apparently it was also on last night, relaying KISS FM. Now, we don't know whether it's linked or related or not, but the last time that transmitter was on relaying Nova, it was turned off due to interference to an ambulance service. We don't know if that's the cause, we just said we'd put it out.
Moving on into the restless days as the kids today find their pay.
Young enough to hold on,
young enough to chase our dreams. We were captured by romantic things, touched by love until it made us cry. How our hearts could fly without wings. Mornings that will come too soon, crazy summers that would never end, when the time was spent loving you.
Yeah, we had it for life,
but some things never seem to last.
Ain't it funny how it gets so fast?
Love will change, but the clock still turns, while the flame still burns for you.
On Radio Dublin Channel 2, 269 metres medium wave, album track from Elton John and taken from Jump Up, one called Where Have All Good Times Gone. I think we'll go to another quick recorded feature, the last one of the evening. This was recorded on the 25th of August 1980 as the Radio Dublin crew were heading off to Miami. Just before they departed, a phone call to the station claimed that Jim Kenny, the ex-ARD manager, had gone into Big D and sacked most of Big D staff. Now, Eamon Cook, who was just about to depart for the USA, came on the air and made his comments.
The captain was on the air yesterday in his news from 1:30, you know, every Sunday, and he was talking about the changes in a core staff. Well, it was more or less anticipated here, and maybe he'd like to comment at the moment. He's here beside me.
Well, there seems to be a bit of reaction now, right? Apparently Big D are now denying it. I got information on the phone on Saturday about it. One of the top DJs, he asked me to keep it confidential, not mention his name, so I can't. But you can take it as it was one of the top DJs over there. Person that's been loyal to Big D for, what, year, 2 years. And that was the word I got, that all of Big D were sacked and the new staff were being brought in. Jim Kenny was there as programs controller, station manager and general. I tell you, Bobby, I was going to say that myself. But yesterday evening then I got a phone call from Jim Kelly to say, no, that wasn't the situation. I had my facts all wrong. Who did it and who said it and all that. But I can't say. It's in confidence and that's it. Now, what exactly is happening today, I don't know. But I understand Jim Kenny is on the air in Big D till 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock or somewhere in that region. There seems to be a lack of DJs. That's about all I know. I think since then we've got a fair few phone calls in. We've got one nut at the moment. Very pro-Big D jamming up a phone line, but that happens every station, I suppose.
He sounds very, very mysteriously indeed like one of the deposed disc jockeys, and there's all sorts of people betting all sorts of things at the moment. Why do you think this happened down in the Big D?
Oh, very hard to know. Jim Kenny's probably moving in there. Very good at program organising and things like that, but wants to take probably too much of a hand. Very hard to deal with, and he's not the easiest person to get on with. He likes full control over everything, and disc jockeys that have been in the station for a year don't like somebody else stepping in and walking on their toes.
So in a month's time, how do you see the Big D happen?
Continuing as it has been for the last couple of months, back to square one. I can't see any major changes at all.
And therefore you'd probably write them off as a no-no, would you?
Well, not completely. I think every station has a listener. Maybe Big D is a little less than others, but then should it stations like Downtown Radio Dublin, there's Capital Radio and there's a fair few others. No matter what the station is, it has listeners, even if it's only 10 or 12, but everyone has a listener.
Thanks very much, Captain. And since the wire came in this morning, we have checked back with our sources and we've been confirmed that my story was right and that several of the Big D disc jockeys have gone and gone on to greener pastures, hopefully. And the weekend disc jockeys have gone as well. So there's big changes happening down there in the Big D. And I'd like to say, we get it to you first here on Radio Dublin, 253.
The 25th of August, 1980 was when that was recorded. A phone call to Radio Dublin had claimed that Big D Radio was about to close. That was in its present format and that most of the staff had been sacked. Of course, it was denied by Big D Radio, but 2 weeks later, when Eamon Cook returned from his Miami holidays, all was revealed on his news broadcast.
On the Big D scene, well, I don't know. Everything seems to have settled back to, well, fair enough, fairly well normal. There were all sorts of strange happenings there at one stage. We got word direct from one of the disc jockeys there, and he asked me not to mention him and who he was and all the rest of it, so I had to stick to that. Said that most of the staff had been sacked, that Jim Kenny had moved in there from 257 and taken over. Sacked most of them, was importing or bringing in new disc jockeys, the professional types. So when there was mention that, there was uproar. No such thing, it didn't happen and all the rest of it. That was Sunday, 2 weeks ago. Then again, we had phone calls in on the Monday as we went off to Miami, and we'll have a little listen to some of them in case there's anybody terribly worried that some information he gave me on the situation over there that's not going out on the air. Let's have a little listen to see two conflicting reports on what happened in Big D.
Just tell me what the situation is, I will have it rectified.
Yeah, well, I just told you. Nobody has been fired from Big D Radio. We're going into a new autumn schedule. We're bringing in a lot of new DJs. And we're going 24 hours a day live, 24 hours a day. So some of the guys are changing around, right? Like Dennis Murray now is changing to 8 o'clock at night. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's all it is, you know.
Yeah.
It's just that I don't want the phone to keep on ringing here all day long.
Yeah,
so.
I can appreciate your point of view. I certainly can, you know.
Okay.
So, like, as I say, it's nothing really to do with me. I'm standing here at the moment just praying while he's not around. And I'll have Polly and rectify the situation off the air immediately.
Okay. Thanks very much, Barry.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Well, that's one version.
Progress,
second version coming up.
Yeah. No.
boy.
I don't think you were on the air, no.
But what did he say?
There's a girl after calling on telling us that all these guys have had their times changed, that nobody has been thrown.
I suppose you say the face is Ollie Henry.
Yeah.
No, well, listen, all those people are kicked off the daytime schedules. Now, they might get casual programs from time to time, but they're not full-time DJs anymore.
Yeah.
And they haven't been rearranged because the new people from 257 have come over, such as Jason Lane, etc. Huh? Eugene Elliott was supposed to be on at 10 o'clock this morning, he wasn't on. At 12 o'clock today, Simon Young is supposed to be on, he won't be on.
Hold on, Steve.
Normally.
You know what I mean?
Well, there you are, and onwards it continues. So, very hard to know. And then, of course, the Weekend Star picked it up. Where is it? I have it here somewhere in front of me. Says, yes. Meanwhile, another Dublin pirate, Big D, has acquired a new program controller, Jim Kenny, formerly of Radio 257 XARD. His first act was to sack a number of the station's DJs, including Simon Young, Annie Henry, Dennis Murray, and Eugene Elliott. Well, there you are. The latest word on the situation, whether you can believe it or not, is hard to know. But the latest word on the situation is that Jim Kenny has either been dropped from 257 or has gone into the background until things cool off, and we'll be back again to sort out things a little more peacefully next time round. So it remains to be seen there. But I understand the station chugging along as per normal.
That was a quick bit of scandal from 1980, all about the Big D radio and whether they were closing down or not. What eventually did happen was that they did change staff, and Jim Kenny ran the station more or less 24 hours a day with about four staff members until they got themselves back off the ground. It's 1 minute to 9 o'clock, and that's about it for me for this week. For myself, Jared Rowan, producer Tony Healy, who unfortunately isn't here tonight, we'll say all the best, and we'll see you again same time, same place next week with more free radio news, views and information. And apologies if it sounded a bit distraught tonight, because the little Nova episode did throw our normal format out the window and we had to make amends pretty quickly. But as I said, we'll be back organised again same time, same place next week. In the meantime, stand by for Mike Barron.
You wanna listen to the mess around, it's got to be hang in to Dublin Radio, tune in 253, dance with the sound of music all around your head in the sound. You'll be on the ground. Play. Your body starts to sway. You feel it coming on. You can't stand still for long. Big gambling can't go wrong. We got music coming on. It's playing just for you the way you like it. You wanna listen to the best around, it's got to be hanging to Dublin Radio, tune in 253, dance with the sound of music all around, your head in the crowd, let's be on the ground.
Yeah, I wonder how much
song we'll be hearing that. Right, you have more to say.
Yeah, we just got a phone call in from the engineer from Ballymun Community Radio. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been drawing their attention to some interference on the band. Apparently, the transmitter they have on the air at the moment will be taken out of service tomorrow afternoon. Two new transmitters have arrived, and they will be put on the air sometime tomorrow, which should eliminate the band spread on the FM frequency all the way up the range. So they should be back on their allocated frequency by tomorrow, hassle-free. That's
not. The timing is excellent.
Isn't it? Perfect.
2 minutes after nine, that's Gerard Rowland, the FRC organist Joe, possibly back next week, God only knows. I'm Mike Barron, and I'd like to be broadcasting from the bowels of the earth in the Dublin mountains. Unfortunately, we're not. Channel 2 live on a Wednesday evening. And oldies all the way until 10 o'clock.
Smile on sunshine, smile on, I can see it in your eyes. All your love you give to me, only me. Somehow I was all alone, letting time just pass me by. Saw your smiling face, smiling face.
Love is warm, love is free, love is deep inside of me.
Heaven knows how it grows with every new day.
Love is burning, love is turning,
making sure it's on my mind. Brand new me, now I see love for the first time. Shine on sunshine, shine on, never let it fade away. Like an everlasting dream it would seem.
Have you heard a story about Adam and Eve?
Yes, well, that's a long time gone. And that feeling carries on.
I've heard that story
so many times before, and it's knocking on my door for me and you. Love is warm, love is free, love is deep inside of me. Heaven knows how it grows with every new day.
Love is warm, love is free, love is deep inside of me.
Heaven knows how it grows with every new day.
Love is warm, love is free, love is deep inside of me.
Heaven knows how it grows with every new day.
Love is warm, love is free, love is deep inside of me. Getting underway.